Great stuff. So it's a story that we're familiar with, isn't it? The Good Samaritan. But what we're going to do is we're going to bring it slightly into a Northwest context, okay? And hopefully you'll get to understand it a little bit better. So what I need is actually need a whole crew of volunteers today. I probably need about six people. Do I have six people who are willing to come out and help? Coleman, you can come up. Jonah, you can come up too. Any more girls yet? You want to come up? Okay, two girls there. So I've got four. I need two more. Are you, mate? Okay, you want to come up? Great stuff. And then what have we got? Gino, you come up, mate. Okay, Gino, I need you up here today. There we go. Thanks, Gino. Now, Gino, you like your caps, don't you? You like your hat. For today, you're going to be a United supporter. Okay. Now, you two, Cole and Jonah, okay, you're going to come here. And you three, can you come over this side for us? That's it. You come over here. Keep coming. Now, you're going to be a Liverpool supporter. Okay. You're going to be an England supporter. Right. And then I've got something down here, which is very rare. You're going to be a Witton Albion supporter. Okay. So come on, the Albion. Now, I need you three to stay there for a second, okay? Gino, you're going to come here. Right, now Gino has just been the game, okay? He's been to see United win triumphantly against West Ham. He's excited. But what he doesn't know is two West Ham supporters here are looking at Gino and they're thinking, we're going to duff him up, okay? Because we don't like Man United. They've just beaten us 2-1. So, guys, this is probably the only time in church we're going to let you do this, okay? But you got to duff him up. Off you go, duff him up. Okay, they've got him. They're duffing him up. It's going great. There he goes. He's down. Okay, easy, guys, easy. Now, you two go and sit back down there. Now, for you people who can't see at the back, stay there, Gino. He's down. Those guys did him so badly. He's got blood coming from his nose. They've took his wallet. They've took his phone. They've took his keys. He's in a bad way. He needs help. Now, we think, wouldn't we, that our England supporter, okay, was going to help him. So what I want you to do, what's your name? Harry. Good. Okay, you're going to go over to him. You're going to look at him. Take a good look at him. And then just walk on. Just walk past him. Boo, England, boo. He just said, I'm not helping him. He's a Man United supporter. There's no way I'm helping him. Okay. Now we've got our Witton Albion. Okay. Witton Albion, who unfortunately yesterday lost 5-0. The second consecutive 5-0 defeat, Steph. She walks. She's got a heart of compassion maybe today. Her team's been beaten. She's just going to walk on. Go. There we go. Now, wait there. The Liverpool United, we know, there's tension, there's rivalry, they just don't like one another. Surely she's not going to help him, it just doesn't compute with us. She walks up to him, looks, she, for once in her life, this Liverpool supporter has compassion in her heart, and she decides to reach out and pick him up. Oh, look at this. She picks him up. It's a beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment. Just wait there. Because not only does she pick him up and dust him off, but she says, listen, okay, I've got £5 left from my dole. You can take it. Take it. Get yourself the train home and buy yourself some chips. What a wonderful thing. And they go off together. Best of friends. Oh, wowza. What a wonderful thing. Okay, guys, you can go back to your seats. Thank you very much. Give me all that. I forgot. Oh, that was that fiver as well. Thanks very much. I wasn't expecting to get that back, but thank you. Thanks. I don't know who's all these are now, but there we go. So there's the parable of the Good Samaritan. But it leads to the questions, doesn't it? We've got three questions just to quickly think about. One is, who do we help? Who do we help? You know, as Christians, who do we help? Well, we're to help everyone. Even people that we're not really that keen on, like the United and Liverpool supporters weren't keen on each other. We're to help everyone. We're to help people who are weak. We're to help people who are vulnerable. And we're to help people who can't give anything back to us. That United supporter, he had nothing to give back to the Liverpool supporter, but she helped him anyway. We're to help people who can't give us anything back. We're to help people who we might deem as unlovely. But why do we help? Why do we help people? What is it? Why do we help? Well, we remember, don't we, that we have the great helper. The great helper, God the Father, has helped us by giving us his son, Jesus Christ. Now we've got to just put ourselves in this story a little bit. Who are we in the story of the Good Samaritan? Well, actually, we're all a Man United supporters. I know that's going to grate some of you, but we all are. Because we don't give anything back to God. We're weak, we're vulnerable, we're needy, we're unlovely. None of us are born liking God. We're actually, the Bible says that we're God's enemies. And yet God still chooses to reach down and help us. And he does it by giving us his son. We heard before the word sin, and we use that quite a lot in church. But one way we describe sin to the boys and girls is, say no to God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. And we can all say we've sinned, because we've all said no to God, we've all put ourselves in charge, we've all said no to your ways. And yet God has given us his son to die on the cross for our sins, so we could come back to know our Heavenly Father. So why do we help? Because God has helped us. Why do we give things? Because God has given us his son. Why do we sacrifice things we have? Because God has sacrificed his son. Why do we love? Because God has loved us. So who do we help? We help everyone. Why do we help? Because God has helped us. And what do we help to give? Well, one thing we help to give is material things, boys and girls. That means the food we've brought in today. That means any toys you don't want at home, put in the shoeboxes. Your mum and dad and other people might give money. So these are things that we can give. These are good things we can help people with. But it's not the best thing. You know, as Christians, we should be concerned with all suffering, especially eternal suffering. So the greatest help we can give people is to give them the message of hope, to give them the message of Jesus, the message of the gospel. I've told this story before, I'm going to finish with this. But there was a man, boys and girls, called Hudson Taylor. That's a funny name, isn't it? Hudson Taylor. And he went to China, and he wanted to tell the Chinese people all about Jesus. And one day he was on a boat, and the boat was on the sea, and the sea was choppy. And one of his friends fell overboard into the water, and the sea was going off on top of him, and he couldn't swim too well. And just right by Hudson Taylor's boat, there was a fishing boat with Chinese people fishing. And Hudson Taylor shouted, excuse me, my friend is in the sea, he's drowning. And the fisherman didn't listen. Hudson Taylor said, listen to me, please, he's drowning. Put your nets into the sea and bring my friend up. And the Chinese fisherman said, how much? Hudson Taylor said, I'll give you all the money I have. Just do it now. He's in trouble. So eventually the Chinese fishermen, they put their nets into the sea and they brought this man up. But unfortunately it was too late. He died. Now Hudson Taylor told this story in a church congregation with people here. And their faces were disgusted. How dare those Chinese fishermen be so mean and cruel not to save this man? And Hudson Taylor said, you and I are exactly like these Chinese fishermen. There's people dying around us each and every day. Yet we refuse to cast the net of the gospel to them. We refuse to give them the message of hope, the message of eternal life. The message of forgiveness of sins. My friends, boys and girls, let us here at St. John's be a people who understand the help God has given us so that we go out to help other people, whether that be through giving them things that we have, but especially through giving them the message about Jesus. Amen.